So this file set here, so the next few files are going to elaborate on sort of the way I like to describe these issues. We'll have to go through a few, we'll discuss it in a little detail. Like in some detail. So this is an aside. We'll insert curly brackets, which is basically an aside on what a computer language is and what it's trying to do, and in some sense, what sort of the underlying logic behind them. All right. So we want to see this file here. We're imagining. And we're trying to sort of abstract what the use of a computer is to model, say, a physical system. So let's think about quantum chromodynamics, which is a fundamental theory, which is here, which is meant to describe the underlying fundamental particles of nature, which are the quarks. So let's assume nature has quarks and gluons, then quantum chromodynamics is a theory which is basically invented by some brilliant physicists. Now, in order to understand what that theory really predicts or says, it is not possible to do it in pencil and paper. It's too complex, nor is it possible to fully calculate it because it's, again, too complex. We tend to have to make a model based on that theory, which simplifies the world, because we certainly can't simulate the entire world. Given a model, we then invent a numerical method, which in the case of quantum chromodynamics would be a statistical method. Then when we get to the statistical method, we're meant to cast it in a form that a computer can understand. So that's where software comes in. The software takes something which is sort of understandable intellectually up here, which is a numerical formulation of, say, some sort of set of equations, or in this case here, ultimately nature, and is meant to essentially implement it on a computer. So software maps a numerical method onto a virtual computer, or possibly even better, a virtual problem. And then finally, that's what the software the user writes. And then finally, the compiler and the linker and the runtime map that software onto the computer. So up here we have ultimate truth. Down here we have some bunch of transistors. And we see that we get from one to the other with a set of mapping. And if you look at each of these mappings, at each stage, in some sense, at least except possibly for this last one, you throw away information. Because these are, the theory is not the exact theory of nature, the model is only an approximation to the theory, the numerical method is again an approximation to the model. I pointed out many times that when you write software, you throw away information that was implicit in the original problem, because I wrote, when I, the problem with Fortran 77 or any sequential language is that it's throwing away information that was obvious in some sense from the original problem, because that information is only contained in the value of runtime variables and is not available from analysis of the software itself. It's dependent on the data. So one of the reasons why it's interesting to think of software as mapping from problems to computers, you can then understand some of these trade-offs in that when we looked at MPI, that was a piece of software that looked like a computer. It was a software model which was like the computer. If you look at HPF, it's meant to be a software model that looks like the problem. Long thing to